This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think it's hysterical that Brittany Griner is stuck in Russia over vaping, and that Danchenko was acquitted. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Durham, he's indicting the wrong people. You know, he indicts Danchenko. I'll give you the story in just a second. And we think, oh, shoot, it's the press loves this. The leftists, they love this because, Danchenko, it proves that he didn't do anything. He didn't do it. Danchenko said, I heard this story about Donald Trump. It's so farcical. You would not believe, but I'll tell you anyway. So he tells the story, and the FBI goes, let's run with it. Let's use Christopher Steele. And instead of indicting the FBI, Durham indicts Danchenko. Again, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This story was in the Washington Times. They said, Special Counsel John Durham's likely final trial ended in another defeat as a federal grand jury acquitted Igor Danchenko. Brittany Griner's going, can I get Igor's lawyers over here? Anyway, Danchenko was a Russian analyst who they say was the primary source for the anti-Trump Steele dossier. And they got him on charges of making false statements to the FBI. They said the jury deliberated for 9 hours over 2 days before acquitting Mr. Danchenko, who showed no reaction to the verdict. It was the second acquittal for Mr. Durham in his many trials, leaving him with the guilty plea of a low-level FBI lawyer who was sentenced to probation as his only win. Kevin Kleinsmith is the only guy who's gotten his slap on the wrist when we know that the Democrats, at the behest of Hillary Clinton, spent $39 million of our money on a witch hunt. And that's it. Stuart Sears, defense attorney for Mr. Danchenko, thanked the jurors for their work, et cetera, et cetera. He says, we've known all along he was innocent. We're happy now that the American public knows. Let me tell you what this guy did. I'm kind of riffing here. I don't know exactly, but here's what I think is the gist of the story. He says, I heard, there's this stupid rumor of, Donald Trump doing blah, blah, blah. And he makes it up. And people went, oh, man, that's a, we could use that. And he goes, but this story is not true. It's makeup false. It's fabricated, right? You don't want, and no, this is great. And so, let me put it this way. So, Danchenko says, do this. Steele went and said, Steele overhears the story of this. It's like some guy goes, yeah, this is a joke. Two guys walk into a bar, and then another guy tells a joke. Yeah, I heard this story about Trump, and he walked into a bar. And then the FBI goes, what? Trump walked into a bar? My goodness. Did he hurt his head? No, I'm kidding. So, that's what it was. It was a guy making a statement, somebody going, I could use that statement. And then the FBI, and both of them, by the way, Danchenko and Christopher Steele going, look, this is not reliable information. We don't care. Tell us the story. Tell it again. let's rehearse it. Let's tell it again. And they did. They just made it up. And why is Durham not prosecuting the FBIs who took this story down and tried to make it into gospel? That's what I want to know. So, Brittany Griner is over wasting away in Russia. Look, think about, I don't know, look, the WNBA, what do they pay these women? You have any idea? It's significant money. It's more than they should get because nobody watches it. But Brittany Griner had a career. And if she wanted to be, I am woman, the LGBTQ, whatever, hear me roar, Because she may not profess to be a woman. Left don't even know what a woman is. But if she is what we define as a woman, and she's wasting away. This is Muhammad Ali during his, you know, the prime of his career when they wouldn't let him fight. So she can't ball. She can't get her endorsements and all the other things that come from being, you know, being a mediocre basketball player. I mean, I'm sure she's dominant in the women's game, but she, I mean, as far as the sport goes, she's mediocre. And I've gone through it. Don't make me do it again because I don't want to be, oh, Kevin, you're such a misogynist. What, I'm a misogynist because people get all excited when a chick dunks? Sorry. I know high schoolers that dunk. I know junior high. Show me a fifth grader that can dunk and I'll be like, whoa, look at that. Wow. Okay. But I'll only do it for a little while. Because I know he's going to grow up to dunk. I dunked the basketball. That should shock most people. I'm not that tall. But I'm the one that can dunk. Or I could. I can now. Shit, I can't even dunk on a kiddie basket now. I wouldn't even try. Why try to get that high off the ground? You got to come down. And old bodies don't like coming down. Brittany Griner gets a 9-year sentence for vaping. Danchenko did not deserve to go to jail. I'm glad he got acquitted. And I think, but here's what gets me. Why would Durham go after this guy? It was he said, and then the FBI goes, interesting. Let's take this down. Who did that? I want to know the people that wrote that report that flew to Britain and interviewed Christopher Steele and said, you know what, Christopher, you've got a story. And Christopher Steele's going, look, the Russian that told me this, let's just say this. He'd had a couple of vodkas. But the FBI ran with it. Who are those people? They know the names. I've seen the reports. They know who these people are. See, this is what makes me go, we're not really looking for these people. We're not really trying to get to the bottom of this. Because if we were, we would do it. We would go down the right path. Oh, Kevin, they're being very meticulous. I used to think that. I go, oh, no, man, they just want to make sure they got the right story. It's got to, yes. No, it isn't. Nothing to do with that. These people don't care. They're not looking for the truth. I keep coming back to this. How is it possible that the FBI has not found the SCOTUS leaker? We're talking about a small group of people. Small group. The Supreme Court. I don't know how many people work there. I mean, I know the justices. And then there's the clerks. And then there's the security. I've been in the building. You know, I've multiple times. Who could have done it? Should be pretty easy to find by now, don't you think? Our feckless FBI can't seem to locate it. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, we talked earlier about Republicans being chased in the street, and then we segued into crime. You know what the real crime is? What the Democrats do every day. They come on the air in some form of media, and they lie. They just lie. They blatantly lie. They lie about crime stats. They lie about gun stats. They lie about legislation, inflation reduction. They lie about their agendas. Oh, we want to go out and look for fair elections. They don't care about fair elections. They lie about who they're going to help, hurt, whatever. It's such a contradiction, you have to ask yourself, how do they sleep with themselves? It's all about money. They're easily bought. I don't even know the number of times in the last year that I was approached with something that was either illegal or unethical, mostly unethical. I don't get approached by much that's illegal, but certainly unethical. And the idea was, Kevin, if you do this, you could be rich. And I go, there ain't enough money. Not enough money. I had a guy, he called me up, he says, hey, listen, I've got this way for you to earn money. I'm not even going to go into the detail, but It's almost like a pass-through. You do nothing or whatever. And I could have made a small fortune. And I just cut him off. I said, hey, don't even go any farther. If it's not something that I can blatantly show and say, here's what I'm doing. In other words, if I got to keep it on the hush-hush and not tell people, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. One of the things me and my brother were talking about the other day is how to live your best life. When are you going to start? Well, let me tell you, you cannot live your best life if you're hiding from yourself. That's why Democrats will never be happy. They can never be happy because they're hiding from themselves. You know, the only time those suckers smile is when they leave that nonsense and they finally wake up and they go, you know what? Fake friends are not friends. Anything that doesn't let you feel good, if you're earning something, it feels good. If somebody's handing it to you, or if you know somebody's being taken advantage of, it cannot feel good. It will not thrive. You will not enjoy the fruits of those labors. Nothing. All this money these people made, printing money for COVID, pretending they're going to spend. Let me tell you, it's temporary fun and games or whatever. Enjoy it while it lasts, because let me tell you something. It won't, and you won't be happy with it. How much satisfaction do you get when you finish building something from IKEA or a barbecue pit and you get out the old tools, and even though they give you the little wrenches and what have you to put things together, it feels good when you've done it, man. You fire up the pit. But, you know, I remember the first barbecue pit I built. I think, I don't know how many, did it have two wheels? I think it had two wheels and didn't have four, but you could lock them down. And I probably have pieces left over, but whatever it ended up looking like, it was a Frankenstein looking thing when I was done. I had pieces left over. I was like, man, I built it. I'm not mechanical, just for those of you who are wondering, how can a double E not build a barbecue pit? I don't like following instructions. Never have. Schematics, yes. Instructions, no. Anyway, I want to talk about, and I'm going to be talking about this a lot tomorrow, but here's what I learned. It's from a website called Mercola.com, and it has to do with mortality risk for COVID. Based on a new preprint analysis by Professor John Ioannidis, there's no reason for anyone to live in fear anymore, regardless of your age, as your risk from dying from COVID is, and always was, minuscule across the board. Before the COVID jabs were rolled out, if you were 19 or younger, your risk of dying of COVID was 0.03%. Notice, I'm sorry, that's not true. 0.0003%, which means 3 per million infected. That's how many ended up dying. If you were under the age of 19, and do you know what these clowns were doing in the Fed? They were structuring to have your kids get shots, knowing that millions of these kids, 71 million kids under the age of 17, not dying from this thing at all, and they wanted to get shots. But get this. Between the ages of 60 and 69, the infection fatality rate was 0.501%, meaning 1 out of 200 infected died. Emerging evidence, they write, suggests the shots are causing immune deficiency in some people, thereby actually raising their risk of dying from SARS-CoV-2 infection, even with the now milder strains. A bit of bait and switch, wouldn't you say? Because the shot is supposed to make you better. But what they found out is the shot is actually destroying your immune system. I just saw a thing the other day. It came across my desk. A dude, 55 years old. I don't know whether he was on Dancing. No, you know what he was? He was a radio host, a lefty radio host. He died at his desk doing radio. He died doing radio. Look, I love y'all. I love y'all. Ooh, I love you so much. If I died doing radio, would somebody please just kill me? I don't love it that much. I don't want to go all Joe Biden on you where I'm, you know, I could die any day, but I want to do something different. I want us to win. And see, let me tell you, I'll make you a deal. If we win, I will leave this forever. And we will go get together and go do fun stuff. We won't just have me prepping a show, you know, for a few hours every day and then finally doing it. We will actually go have fun together. I will visit you at your homes, on your boats. We will go fishing and hunting and fellowshipping in the church and whatever. I will do that with you. I want out. But the only way we get out, you know, is blood in, blood out. We're like one of them street gangs in East L.A. ASA, you cannot just leave. You can't leave like that, gang. Okay. Anyway, here's another factoid. The real-world risk of dying from COVID-19, based on published data from the Irish Census Bureau and the Central Statistics Office for 2020 and 2021, is as follows. For people under 70, the death rate was 0.014%. Under the age of 50, it was 0.002%, meaning 1 in 50,000 people, or about the same from dying from, you ready, fire or smoke inhalation. Under 25 years of age, the mortality rate, I already said it before, 0.00018%. 1 in 500,000 risk of dying from COVID. You are more likely to get hit by a meteor than to die from COVID. And yet, this is what we did. I'm going to go into this in much more detail in another show. Why am I doing this? Because I'm going to remind you all the time of the lies that were told that got people to take a death shot that's now hurting and killing people.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As intrigued as I am about the debates happening in some of these, I don't know if they consider them critical races. I don't think DeSantis is any real trouble in Florida, for example. But even the idea that Charlie Crist could be considered an actual contender shocks me. In as much as Fetterman still being in the race shocks me. In as much as thinking that there's anybody that's really willing to vote for the brain dead morons that call themselves Democrats shocks me. And I know there are people out there saying, Kevin, you're never going to get anybody to come over if we keep calling the Democrats brain dead morons. And I'm really sorry that we can't get the brain dead moron vote because I keep using them to describe Democrats. But the truth hurts. I'm not criticizing Democrats. I'm describing them. That shouldn't make them upset. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Ron DeSantis debated Charlie Crist and Oz debated. I mean, this was a couple days ago. And then Oz debated Fetterman. And, you know, we got to watch him. You got to keep up with him. But I didn't cover him because we don't have enough bandwidth. But I tell you, I saw the clips of Ron DeSantis, and wow, you understand why the guy is so exciting in many ways. He's such a logical guy. I mean, I think about, this is why I tell people all the time, I don't want to run, because you'd be talking about me in these same glowing ways that I'm talking about DeSantis or Kari Lake. People that know how to handle the media. That's why you're here listening to me, is you say, Kevin, I like the way you think. You're not going to back away. You know this. I know DeSantis won't back away. I know Kari Lake is ready for the challenge. She's like, woo, come on, bring it. Bring it, media. She said the other day I was with her, and she said, you know, I never knew what God was preparing me for when I was doing media. She said, who knew that gathering those stories all together and having to synthesize them and put them into, you know, bite-sized chunks for the public, and assimilating all that information sometimes on the fly as there was breaking news and things like this. She says, who knew what that was preparing me for? She says, when I left journalism, I honestly thought I was, that was it. I'd figure something out. I would, you know, it would be in journalism. I didn't know. I'm telling you what she said. That we have the video of this. I was on stage with her, and she said, I didn't know what God was preparing me for. But now I know. And she says all that information, all that ability to assimilate, and the quickness in which you have to do it makes you ready. I will tell you, I can attest to that. When you have to do this stuff day in and day out, and you have to analyze it, understand it, and I'm talking about you are drinking from the fire hose, you get really good at it. You read that book that talks about spend 10,000 hours doing something. For some of us, that's we're getting a little long in the tooth. We can't do that. But because you figure if you did it 5 hours a day, you know, you still need a lot of days. But let me tell you, after 13 years of journalism, as you want to call it, drinking, you know, trial by fire, as I said, drinking from the fire hose, I can tell you, my mind is so quick on this stuff, it's ridiculous. I'm the Usain Bolt of politics and the speed of which you have to think. And there are many others out there like me. So DeSantis is one of those. And the guy is, he's masterful because he's really listening. See, that's the difference between us and them. When I was in the window at Fox, when they were smart enough to have me on the channel, I listened to the other guys. But here's how you learn how to listen. You listen selectively. See, the Democrats spew nonsense most of the time. So if you talk about border issues or birth, you know, paying for their birth control or whatever, all you're looking for is there any glimpse of sanity that comes through? The rest of it's just like, because you don't need to listen. It's drivel. Remember when Sandra flew, well, they should be paying for our contraceptives, and men are mean, and I should be able to be as slutty as I want to be and whatever. And I'm going, okay, well, look, I'm not going to argue with it. It's your body. You can do what you want. But if you want it to be your body, why you want me to pay for your birth control? You don't want me having a baby, do you? Hey, again, nothing to do with me. Too much logic involved in this stuff. And so DeSantis uses a lot of logic, and I can tell you as a guy who's watched him debate with people and argue with people, he's formidable. He's formidable. He's done a masterful job with Florida. I talked to some Florida people that said, we really don't want to lose our governor. But they think he's going to run for president. I don't think he will. But anyway, he debated Charlie Crist. And Crist was trying to get this guy on so many different things. And DeSantis destroyed him. So they were talking about division. Because the Democrats often tell, oh, you know, the Republicans are so divisive. We're not divisive. We're totally inclusive. You know what? No, let me tell you something funny. So we did a big tent event in Arizona on October the 24th. I emceed the event. We had black candidates, Latino candidates. We had I don't know if this guy's a cross-dresser or if he's a transsexual. Forget her name. Goes by name. I did not know this was a guy until the third time I met him. And it's not because he was such a good-looking woman. It was just I didn't know. And, yeah, we have a candidate that is a cross-dresser or a transsexual in the party. And everybody is like, who cares? Office holder. So I can tell you, we are Big Ten inclusive. The Democrats do it for show. For them, it's a, you know, it's a parlor trick. Oh, come here, come look at our freak show. That's what theirs is. Ours is legit. Brenda, that's her name, Brenda. So when I met Brenda, I thought Brenda was just another of these suburban housewives. Nope, Brenda's a guy who dresses like a woman. Proud Republican. So, anyway, going back to DeSantis, being able to address these guys is the big tent, is what DeSantis is about. But DeSantis tells Charlie Crist about division, and here's the clip.
Denying girls and women athletes the right to compete fairly, I think that's divisive. I think it's divisive to rip opportunities away from our girls in the state of Florida. And you want to talk about divisive? The day after Charlie Crist won his primary, he said, anyone that supports the governor, you have hate in your heart and I don't want your vote. Well, think what that means. I'm endorsed by every police group in the state of Florida. I'm endorsed by the firefighters. I'm endorsed by the truckers, the nurse anesthetists, retail federations, farm bureau, the whole cross-section of the state of Florida is backing me. They do not have hate in their hearts because
that's
they reject
time,
Charlie Crist. They want to keep Florida going and they want to keep Florida free.
See, that's the way you debate. That's the way you debate. You take an issue, and one that the Democrats would want to hang their hat on, women as an example, and you say, oh, really? So it's divisive when I want women to be able to compete fairly. You know, I don't want guys competing with women. That's divisive because that's what he was trying to hang his hat on. And then so DeSantis turns that and says, I'm for women in this. Now, this is an easy one. This is an easy one. The idea that we let transsexual men who still produce testosterone compete with women is ridiculous. Oh, we give them puberty blockers or whatever. I don't know what they give them, but whatever they give them, it's supposed to make it fair. Well, look at the results and tell me it's fair. But then what DeSantis does is even more deft because he says, oh, so he says, anybody who voted for me, Charlie Crist told him, anybody who voted for me has hate in your heart. Well, let me tell you who's got hate in their heart. Police, firefighters, a.k.a. first responders. Now, that could go either way. There are people that don't like the police, but most people get it. Stop trying to defund the police. They certainly like firefighters. Then he goes on to talk about truckers and nurses and all kinds of people. And what he's saying is the everyday American, in this case Floridian, absolutely loves me. And they do not have hate in their heart. But Mr. Divider here wants you to believe that they hate me. And is Charlie Crist any different than any other Democrat? They tell you Trump is hated. Meanwhile, every poll shows Trump is more popular than baby black Jesus ever was, than certainly than demented Joe Biden, and I could go on. But they want you to believe they hate him. And they don't. So, it was a mess. And we're not done yet, by the way. We got some other clips. But it was a masterful debate by DeSantis, a guy quick on his feet. And I wish you could see the video. Maybe you did. DeSantis is just waiting. He's just smiling. He's like, as soon as this guy shuts his mouth, it reminds me of when I was on Fox. Because people would ask me, Kevin, how do you do it? I go, I'm just waiting for them to shut up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's a fair question. He won't tell you.
We did not agree on the candidates asking each other questions.
Is it my time?
Governor, it's your turn.
Well, listen, I know that Charlie's interested in talking about 2024 and Joe Biden, but I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn-out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
That's about as good as it got for Charlie Crist. Wow. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, Republican, skewered that rhino. That guy's not a Republican. And I don't know. Is he? I guess he's technically, he is a Democrat, right? He was a Republican and he switched. So, yeah, he's certainly not a Republican. He skewered him. Look, people can learn a lot from how seasoned debaters like DeSantis are. And it isn't, look, I don't know if he took debate in college. I never did. But I'll put it to you this way. I could absolutely destroy anybody in a college debate. I could destroy him. And I know this because there have been some very, very educated people who I have destroyed. These are people that took debate. They took debate, but they also took debate because I lured them in and then I smashed their little heads. That was really good. I wish you guys could have seen me do that. I pulled that off. Anyway, let me just tell you. It is not. DeSantis took this guy. He
wants to run for president. He's got his eye on 2024. And DeSantis says, the only guy, the old donkey I'm going to put out the pasture is you.
Classic. I know you had to be out there going, yeah, man. Anyway, I was with Carrie Lake the other day, and I made the comment. I said, they call her the DeSantis of Arizona. And I said to her, I go, you have, Carrie Lake may very well be better than DeSantis. She's quick on her feet. But I got to tell you, I watch Ron do this, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis do this. And I say to myself, I tell you what, man, he's formidable. He's formidable. That was just one of the many times that he absolutely took Charlie Crist apart. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. And the reason why I'm bringing up, I mentioned before, it's rare that we go outside of our states to look at something. Like, if we were talking about the governor of Idaho, take Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, got on the map, but not a major player. I mean, people are talking about her for other stuff, but, you know, still not quite there. DeSantis, we're talking about. Carrie Lake, we're talking about. And it isn't because Arizona's so huge. It's because, well, I mean, we're not little either, like Idaho, but or Maine. But we're talking about her because she knows how to get media. And I say to people, even if you may not even like the governor. Let's say Governor Cuomo, for example, of New York. You may not like the man, but I'll tell you what he did do. And so did his daddy, Mario. They kept New York on the map. You might not like Gavin Newsom. He keeps California on the map. That's a big deal. So, you know, it's not just about winners and losers. Now, I wouldn't take either one of those stooges. But I'm just saying, you got to have a governor that people want to know what's going on in your state. And it's funny because we get so much. A lot of the legislation, the stupidity, the idiocy that has occurred is because we've been following California. Everything that has gone to crap comes from California. Just think about it. Now you have a governor of Florida who says, I'm going to show you how to not lock down. I'm going to show you how to handle the illegal situation to get on their radar screen. I'm going to show you something very different. And it's working. And so you got this old worn out former Republican who is nothing more than a rhino. And by the way, folks, we need to out him, get him to go over to the other side. And then, as DeSantis said, I'm going to kick this old donkey out here. That's what we need to do. By the way, speaking of lockdowns, DeSantis made a comment about lockdowns during the debate. We only have a few clips of his, but they're jewels. And what's funny, when you watch him, when he's talking about this stuff, he's just like waiting for his turn. Is it my turn? Okay. Bam! Fun to watch. And this is what we need in politics on our side. We need messengers who are unapologetic and who can sell it. And that's what we have here. This is so amazing to me. I love it. Anyway, let's play this clip. This is DeSantis responding to the lockdowns. And Chris tries to gaslight and act like, oh, I don't have anything to do with guns, or I have anything to do with this. DeSantis destroys him. Here he is.
And I would also say this. You mentioned, Liz, that people are flocking to Florida. That would not have happened if Charlie Crist had his way. He wrote me a letter in July of 2020 saying you need to shut down the state of Florida. He said you need to force people to shelter in their own homes. That would have destroyed the state of Florida. That would have caused our tourism industry to go into the toilet. It would have locked out millions of kids from school. I rejected Charlie Crist's lockdown letter. I kept the state open and I kept the state free. And we now have the biggest budget surplus in the history of Florida. We have a 2.5% unemployment,
Governor,
second lowest
time.
On record, and we just did the biggest tax cut in Florida
Thank
history.
Thank you, Governor. That's time. Congressman, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Thank you very much. Well, Ron, that's rich. You're the only governor in the history of Florida that's ever shut down our schools. You're the only governor in the history of Florida that shut down our businesses. I never did that as governor. You're the one who's the shutdown guy. We need to have somebody who is at the helm that understands it's important to listen to science, to do what's right, to utilize common sense. You don't just shut down at the outset, and then when it's, you know, politically convenient for you, you want to open back up to score political points.
Well, so he opposed having kids in school. His supporters sued me to keep the kids out of school in 2020. And how critical was that decision? We just got the nation's report card, the results from all 50 states. Florida, number 3 in fourth grade reading and number 4 in the country in fourth grade math. And if you adjust that for demographics, we are number 1 in the country in both. That would not have happened if we let Charlie Crist and his friends lock our kids out of school like they did in California and like they did in New York. We did
Thank
it right
you,
in Florida.
We did it right in Florida, and he led the way. And remember, the Democrats at the federal level, oh, man, he's killing people over there. Oh, my God, he's killing people. No, he wasn't. He was showing the way. And despite all the pressures that came, all the things that these people were just going to town on this guy. And he says, I don't care. See, that's leadership. That's leadership. We got one more clip that we'll play. We played a couple of the previous segment in this one. And this is one of my favorites, too, because, you know, Charlie Crist has no record to run. I feel sorry for him. I don't envy him. I feel very, very sorry for him, except, you know, he's a stupid leftist. But how do you run against DeSantis? How do you run against his record? He wants to claim his Charlie Crist is saying he's the only person that locked down the schools, and DeSantis is going, your people and you were asking me to shut schools down. You sued me over it. You could Crist come back? Well, you know, we didn't really mean the lawsuits. We were just fooling around, you know. No, you sued. He had DeSantis had an answer for everything, but here's the one where the last one we'll play has to do with the time Charlie has spent on the job.
Governor?
So we had the border that was in much better shape in January of 2021. The Biden administration reversed almost every policy that was in place, and they opened the floodgates. That's why we have the problem. It's not from some phantom piece of legislation. And, you know, I hear Charlie Crist talking about some of this other stuff. You know, he as a congressman made $174,000 a year. You know how many days he showed up to work in Washington, D.C. this year? Imagine that deal for you. You show up 14 days and you make over $100,000. That's the type of effort this guy puts in actually doing his job.
That is a pretty nice gig. I mean, you got to admit, that's 2 weeks of work. You amortize that over, what, another 48 weeks, giving him a couple of weeks for vacation, and woo-hoo-hoo, what do you get? That's a pretty fat salary. For those of you doing the math or wondering what it is, that's the equivalent of $4.2 million. That's what Charlie Crist effectively earned by not going to work. He got skewered. One for the good guys, folks.
Put- putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.